Om Shanti, good morning. Well, Amrit Vela, it's one of the most subtle topics, and Amrit Vela is something that Baba says is extremely necessary if there's to be progress, if there's to be sustenance, if I'm able to maintain my soul power, I must have this link of life, this Amrit Vela. Because now at the end of the cycle, all the energies of very heavy karmic accounts are circulating everywhere. And it is so easy to be influenced, and in fact we do get influenced, even those who have knowledge. And sometimes that influence comes without at all realizing. It's like a germ. And Baba is constantly saying, remember me alone, because that is the only energy that is able to take me beyond. It's the only energy that's able to protect me and heal me. And Baba says, don't remember any bodily being, because they are in the same system. It's an iron aged system. It is old, it is damaged, it is struggling, it's on its last breath. And so at Amrit Vela, the soul is able to get a selfless energy, Baba's divine energy, Baba's loving energy, that does two things at the same time. It cleans and it liberates. This is called Baba's Sakash. The current in the morning is Baba's vision on me, the soul, his child, his student, his server, his instrument, his trustee. And Baba has always said that those who are responsible, he's very cooperative with them. And so unless I keep myself daily tuned to this relationship, to this energy, then things become very difficult in my spiritual life. See, the sparkle of the self is the reflection of this living relationship with God. And so no matter how much service we may do, no matter how much knowledge I may churn, no matter how much dana I'm trying to have, it is this energy of love that comes from God that is able to make things easy. Not just easy, but I'm able to digest it. You know, it's sometimes difficult, I've heard people say, to digest the directions that Baba gives, but Baba is the truth, so he knows what's very beneficial for me, the soul. So I need to follow this truth, because this truth is what's going to purify me and bring me back to myself, myself as a soul and as an actor on this world stage. And so Amrit Vela is that particular time every day when I have this personal, silent, incognito meeting. It's the meeting that fills me with renewal and enthusiasm. And Baba says, don't miss this appointment. Because if you miss the appointment during the day, what happens? You get disappointed. Disappointed by many things. And then effort becomes a struggle, and service becomes a ritual or a routine. In a recent Murli that we read, Baba had told a group of teachers that, you know, service, courses, conferences that you're doing have become ritual. You're doing it out of routine. And why is that? Because there is not the personal checking of the self. But of course also, when there's not the personal checking of the self, if I'm letting many germs come in and I'm under their influence, then I can't be open enough to let the influence of Baba go very deep within the soul. So I'm sure we all understand the how can I put it, the sacredness, the speciality, the power, the blessing of Amrit Vela. And this energy, it enters the mind and intellect, it enters the soul, and then it will vibrate throughout the day, because only this energy is able to take me to the stage beyond. Baba's often speaking of this. Don't get caught up in the household of relationships, of service, of anything like this. Learn to have this attitude of being beyond. And being beyond doesn't mean I don't care for what is here, but I handle it in a different way. I don't get stuck in anything. And so Amrit Vela is the time when God transforms human beings into His angels. It's the time He washes, He cares, He does many things. And of course, as we said before, it has to be daily. It can't be just once in a while. And usually the complaint of a lot of people is it's usually their Amrit Vela. It's not so strong. Is it? Oh, it's not. It is strong. Or sometimes it's strong, sometimes it's not so strong. Because, you know, if we can't get experience, how can I sustain myself honestly in this spiritual life? It's like if you talk about love, but you never experience it. You talk about peace, but you never experience it. And you know, if I don't get experience, I don't grow. If I don't get experience, I don't create confidence of who I am and what I'm achieving. But to get spiritual experiences, I have to do a few things during my day. And what are those things? There are some things, and I'll share these with you, and then if you have any questions, you can ask. One of the important things to make my Amrit Vela successful is that during the day I do exercise, the 1 second exercise. We've had the 1 minute program, and I remember Baba saying 1 minute is very long, just 1 second. And he has said that in 1 second there are multi-million fold benefits. Because in 1 second, one thought. And with that one thought, I also can decide, will I go on with this or will I stop it? Because you see, the 1 second exercise, immediately I step back. I step in and I step back. And it is very, very, very crucial. It's like giving your soul oxygen. Because many things happen to us during the day, especially the number one thing that happens to us, you know what it is? Reactions. We react a lot. Either in a gross way or in a subtle way. And when I allow reaction to keep continuing, in whatever form it may be, whether it's subtle anger, whether it's subtle criticism, whatever it is, that then puts a veil over my intellect. And it creates a disturbing energy. But there are many, during the day it's very easy to react because so many things are happening. So many unexpected things happen. So many unexpected things that people say and do. So there's, reaction, there's chaos, there's tiredness. Many things come. So I have to really start to work from my internal system that Baba has introduced me to. That is the power of my thought, the power of silence, and particularly a very important thing that creates spiritual power and creates spiritual atmosphere is attitude. Baba spoke about attitude in the last Muli. He said that attitude is the fastest facility we can use to create spirituality. Whether that spirituality is in terms of atmosphere, whether that spirituality is in terms of my own strength. And so how does the exercise work? First of all, you know, I've got to be a little bit more alert than usual. Daddy this morning spoke about not being ordinary. You know, if my aim is elevated consciousness, then I'm going to be more attentive on myself. What's an elevated consciousness? Well, I've decided, it's a very big decision I've made, I've decided that I do not want to lose my dignity or my self-respect because of any of the old habits I carry. And they must go. I have to be very decisive in this. They must go. Because, you know, if you entertain a habit, it won't go, it will grow very, very strongly. And once it gets a hold of the self, it's very difficult to shake it off. So it's very important to decide what really I'm going to be and really what I'm going to do today. You know, the aim must be for the day as well as the big overall aim of purity and perfection. But purity and perfection doesn't happen like, you know, you press a button and it happens, you know, in 3 years, you know, or it's going to happen all at once. Purity and perfection practically happen as I am watching myself, appreciating myself, changing myself daily. That is the way. And so that when I have that awareness really of my aim, and I love my aim, I love what I want to be, I believe what I want to be. It's not just because Baba has told me or Daddy's has told me or I've heard it in the Muli. I feel that's really what I want to do and be with my life now. Then that automatically starts to change my consciousness. I start to become more aware. I start to recognize when I start to be influenced by an old personality habit. And this is where the 1 second exercise is, that I'm recognizing and I'm choosing to act in a different way than what I'm used to. Sometimes this is very difficult. You know why? Because some personality characteristics are so deep that I don't realize they're happening. Even other people may complain that I am like this, but I don't see it sometimes. Sometimes yes, but sometimes no. But if I have humility, I will wish to see. If others complain, then I wish to see. Is it true or not? Because, you see, one thing that Amrit Vela does, that energy from Baba, is it softens you. It softens the intellect, makes it more elastic, makes it more subtle, so that I'm able to see those sanskaras both as an observer and a transformer. Because sometimes if I just observe those old habits, you know, I either may get frightened or I don't want to believe they're there or it's too tough, it's too hard, I can't. I must always have the two together, observer and transformer. And Baba again, in the Sunday Morley, he said, we have taken Baba's hand, but we haven't taken his company. And I really started to think about that, you know. I thought the hand was quite good. It is, it's very good. At least I've taken his hand. But actually, the step above that is his company, his presence, his friendship on a daily basis. So when I make this 1 second exercise many times during the day, all these things are happening quickly. I go inside, I'm aware of my aim. Yes, I'm not to get angry, I'm not to get critical, because it's no good. It's no good for anybody. That's not good. And at the same time, I remember Baba, how would he act? How would he feel? How would he think? So Bab Dada become my standard. And if I cannot work something out in terms of relationship with others or a situation, if the confusion doesn't quite go, when I do this 1 second exercise and step in, one thing that will always work, definitely, and that is the ability to really keep peaceful. When I really am able to keep peace, and then that facilitates clarity. Peace facilitates patience. But I often find that to be able to keep peaceful in such a situation, in difficult situations, I need humility and faith. You know, I've got to be humble. I've got to be willing to be a student. And faith, I have the faith that if I just keep myself non-violent at this moment, not trying to justify myself or judge others, if I just faith in just being peaceful, just being quiet, then peace, patience and clarity will come. So this 1 second exercise is just to create this quietness inside. And this is useful also if I get very tired, or sometimes when I'm sick. You know, sometimes when you're sick, you know, it influences the mind quite a bit. And it's difficult to have yoga, let alone Amrit Vela. Sometimes at other times it's rather difficult. So how to go about it, what to do? Just go inside and just speak to myself. Just be quiet. Just be peaceful. Just be easy. Let things be for that second. But this, and if I do this, you know, 20, 30, 40 times during the day, it is a great, little injections that help me a lot. Because sometimes to sit for 30 minutes, you know, maybe I don't have the time. Or what I find is actually that if we do this 1 second exercise, we're training the mind and intellect to step in and step out quickly. Because you see, in the state of being beyond, my consciousness always has to be at a higher level, in the sense that I am more soul conscious. And so I don't get into getting stuck or making mistakes. But I'm also a server, a carer. So I have to step in as well. So the state of being beyond is having this connection with my original self, with my father, but also then I have the power to step in and I don't take a long time. See, when there's clarity, I will not take a long time to try to fix a situation. The lower I am in my clarity, the lower I am in my peace or my purity, then I go into many more processes, many more analysis, and things take a lot longer. My intellect may be understanding, but I can't give power to the situation. Because it's different things. I mean, my intellect can understand what's needed, what's wrong, but I can't give power to it, to the situation, so it gets fixed. And sometimes I notice people in trying to clarify something, they end up speaking a lot. And I mean, we have to speak to an extent, but if it goes beyond a point, then it starts to turn and it increases the misunderstanding. So the 1 second is that point that I know and I feel, you know, what I have to do and how far I have to go. And for that to happen, even to do this 1 second exercise, the soul has to understand the value and have the willingness to be introspective. Because to be introspective is the willingness, isn't it? You know, I'm willing to face myself, and I don't give excuses of time, of, you know, of a task, of people. And I value that introspection because I know that in 1 second silence, in 1 moment silence, I can make a click. Either to empower me, if I don't have strength, or to find some solution. And I may not find the solution straight away, but if I can keep peaceful, at least I give, a scope for that solution to come. So, the next morning when I sit for Amrit Vela, I haven't collected germs during the day because these 1 second exercises have eliminated those germs. You know, when we sit in meditation, one of the things that happens is, there's two things that happen is that, or maybe more than two, but two at the moment I'm thinking of is, one is echoes. There are many echoes in the mind, you know? And usually echoes are not heavy. They're just, you know, what we did, what was said, what has to be done. It's just there. You know, there's not full concentration. It's not particularly negative. But it's not comfortable for the self, is it? Echoes are not comfortable. So I'd like to be totally still and clean. And again, the one second exercise will help that. Germs are more dangerous because a germ can grow and create sickness. The sickness of confusion, the sickness of distraction, the sickness of complete lack of concentration. But a germ has come because during the day, an event, a word, a person, whatever, has penetrated me. It has penetrated and touched my heart and created a kind of bad feeling. I may not notice it so deeply at that time, but then it'll come up when I'm sitting for Amrit Vela. What did Baba say in the last morning? He said this, didn't he? He said, understand, okay, you understand. The soul is like this, but don't let it, that understanding sit in your heart. It's a very, very, very important step, let's say, to keep with ourselves. That on one hand, I do have to understand, I need to be aware, but not to penetrate me so much that then it makes my feelings negative. And how to stop it penetrating my heart or making my feelings negative. Let me not be so egoistic. I knew he was like that. Oh, I knew this was her motive, really. And many, you know, justifying the badness of something else, whether it's a person or situation. I must never go into this. Let it be. And so introspection will always help me with this. It will always clean me out. And one thing that also happens in Amrit Vela, and Baba has often given it to us as a name, is bodiless, viceless, egoless. What's that? Okay, what does it mean to be bodiless, to be viceless, to be egoless. How do I achieve that? How do I get the experience of that in Amrit Vela? And of course, as I said, you know, the actions, the feelings during the day all influence that. But in essence, to be bodiless is I go beyond thought. I'm not thinking. I'm in another dimension. I'm in my home with my father. And there's no thought processes. What is there then? What is there then? There is awareness. I am. My father is. We are together. And there's the awareness and the experience of that. This is very important in terms of having a more successful Amrit Vela, because sometimes in Amrit Vela sometimes we think we have to churn a lot or make it happen, but one attitude, or let's say mind position, that helps me is just this thought: I am there. I am with you. And try as much as possible to be just in that awareness of eternity, that awareness of silence, that awareness of my purity. It's not the time to think what I should be. It's not the time to process anything. At Amrit Vela, it's I plug into the socket and let the current flow. Of course, this is difficult to happen if I haven't been observing and transforming little things, whether it's germs or echoes, during the day before. You know, if I'm too loose the day before, it's very difficult to get in the plug to get into the socket. It'll be looking. And so in that bodiless stage, I return to my original consciousness. Pure, peaceful being. And there's great contentment in that. Wants and needs have finished. The soul feels its completeness. And it has Baba there. Has Baba there as an experience, actually. Not as an intellectual idea. It's different, you know. In the beginning, I need to use my intellect to understand how God is, all right? But then after that, is I go beyond all of that and just feel the essence, the fatherhood, the motherhood, the friendship, the purity, the love of this being. And I don't have to grab for it or grasp it. I just have to be present, I have to be very open. And this is the I am consciousness is very useful in this. You know, I am a soul, I am there, I am with you. And if we speak to Baba more in the second person, it's more effective. If we go up there and still see Baba in the third person, you know, he is this, he is that, he's that, it's a bit distant still. Let it be in the second person. I'm talking to him. I am with him. This makes Amrit Vela very effective. And not to try too hard, you know. Easy, natural. And especially confident, you know. Because sometimes, like with people, if we're not confident, we're not easy and natural with them. Either we're trying to prove something, or we stay back. We're afraid to approach. Different things happen. So always let my relationship with my father be confident. I don't have to prove anything. I've recognized him. I'm his child. Let me experience this in the early morning. He has asked and he has put down that this is the appointment time for his children. So bodiless, to be in the awareness of the original, of the eternal. Not to think. you know, not to get lost in thinking. And viceless. What is the experience of being viceless at Amritvela? No attractions, no pulls. No, you know, dislikes, you know. Because viceless, actually what it means is purity. So purity is not attracted, not liking, not disliking. It's purity is very inclusive, you know, very, you know, like Baba, he's very inclusive. He sees, he understands, and he accepts. But he doesn't get influenced. Because, you know, if any little vice is still inside me, I'll get influenced by it. It can come through other people or a situation. So to be pure means to be uninfluenced. Like Baba does know everything if he wants to. He can see everything. But he remains uninfluenced. And because he remains uninfluenced, he can remain the benefactor of every soul. And he can remain positive for every soul. Each soul's karma is their own. Each soul's role is their own. But he, as the benefactor, gives benefit. And how do you give benefit to others? Good wishes. When I'm viceless, I will have good wishes because I don't have a need to take anything. A vice is that I need to take something and, you know, wanting, insisting on it, demanding it, expecting it. I just get a headache. So, in my Amritvela, experience Baba, his being, what it is to be viceless. And that brings back the echo to me, yes, I also originally am viceless. Deity souls are viceless, huh? Even though they're in relationships, in matter, you know, time, everything, but they're viceless because they're free. A free soul is a pure soul, so a free soul can work with all these other things without dependencies. Vice always brings dependency, whether it's, or it's an expression of dependency, eh? Whether it's anger, whether it's lust, whether it's attachment, whatever it is. It creates dependency and it's expressing dependency. So to be viceless. And if, you know, if I find it difficult or find it hard, let me tune in to the two souls now who are viceless. The one who is eternally viceless, the Father, and then Brahma Baba. Just following him. He helps. He says that's his work. Brahma Baba's work also is just to cooperate. And then egoless. What's egoless? I'm never put into any limited way of thinking or being because of I and my. Ego always brings limitations. Always. When I'm egoless, I'm unlimited. When I'm egoless, I am a trustee and I trust. I trust in Baba's love. And that trust opens the door to receive what God is willing to give me. And then I claim my rights to happiness, to peace. You know, spiritual rights, you know, some people are very much into rights, you know. But love, peace, happiness, it's got nothing to do with demand. You can't demand these. You've got, really, basically, if you're egoless, you get them. But if you have a lot of ego, you'll never experience real love from others. Or real happiness, or real peace, or real trust. Never, never. Because a person with a lot of ego suffocates others. And others either react or they become submissive or they put on their mask in order to get approval. Egoless, I'm complete. And there's so much trust when a soul starts to become egoless that they never worry. You never worry when you're egoless. For example, some people worry a lot about their sanskars and karma. So, oh, my karma. Oh, my sanskaras. And Baba, I remember once Namura says, where did this my come from? Haven't you given it to me? I'll take care of it. I'll purify it. Just be online. You know, like, it's in the computer they have this, online. Just be online all the time. Just be online. I'll do what I have to do. But as soon as you start to say, oh, my habits are so bad. You know, the souls go in, ego works in different ways. Some think they have no bad habits. Or very little, it's the others. It's the drama that makes them like they are, or other people. Others take it all on themselves. Oh, my karma. Oh, my sanskaras. Oh, what did I do in the past? Oh, what? This is also a mistake. But, you know, in Amrit Vela, Baba is the surgeon, but I've got to let him operate. So egoless means no defenses and no fears, but surrender. Remember, it comes back to trust. It comes back to trust. It's his work. He's doing that now. Let him. Yeah? But sometimes my own lack of self-respect doesn't make me open. It's the ego holding on to things. You know, some souls feel they need to be punished. Really. So they don't surrender, they don't open. They can't be free. But if I have a dialogue with myself little by little, I don't have to force myself to open. I understand God's love, God's trust, and I talk to myself a little bit. You know, what do you have to lose, you know? Give yourself. With Baba, I can't lose. Human beings, you can, but with Baba, the soul will not. So Amrit Vela will give these experiences, but let me be open to it. And so getting back to what to do during the day, one of the thing was this 1 second exercise, being introspective. Another thing too is to be reflective. Yes, we do, you know, you've heard the word churning, thinking deeply. This is also necessary in terms of knowledge. Because when I have a new and deeper understanding of something, it creates another door. It creates another window. And we always need new perspectives sometimes to face old problems that don't go away. We all have, don't you have problems that don't go away? Or sanskars that don't go away? Because we're working too much still on the same level. I need another perspective. I need another viewpoint. But that will come through reflection. That reflection may be from the Muli, it may be from Daddy's class, it may be from my own reflection. But let me be open. Let me be open to understand things in a way maybe that I'm not used to. Let me experiment. Be willing to learn. This is reflection. And I have to do that during the day. For example, a soul sanskars come up which are very hard and you have to face them. You know, there's nothing, you know, they are like a bull, and then if you become like a bull, just head-on collisions, nothing is solved. But I have to say, this is maybe an opportunity for me to keep courage and self-respect with their harshness or hardness. Because, you know, we don't change another person by becoming like they are. You know, they're harsh, I'm harsh. They're angry, I'm angry. No. This will create no transformation in relationships or situations. I have to do something different. But I have to be very willing to do this. And I have to put a lot of value on, peace and dignity, all of that. A person who puts value on their own dignity will look for other ways to do things. And so, new experiences that come from new understandings will also create new enthusiasm. Creates enthusiasm and hope. And this is why we always have to remain happy students. Because no matter how much I may know, or no matter how much I might think I know, there are always other perspectives. Always. And this keeps my intellect joyful. A true student has a joyful intellect. Like Baba said the other night, you go deep, but don't get serious. You see, if you go deep in the right way, you become joyful and lighter. If you go deep in the wrong way, get very serious. What does it mean to go deep in the wrong way? Over-analysis. And being overcritical, whether of yourself or whether of others. You may get to a good understanding, but it's too thick, too complicated. Because when I get to a certain level of understanding, then I must transfer my attention to experience. Not just to go deeper and 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 deeper into understanding, understanding, understanding. No. Yes. New understanding, but then let me experiment with silence. And then there'll be experience. And that will keep the soul light. So reflection, very important. And also this virtue of lightness, which we mentioned. Lightness also, very important virtue these days, because many sorrowful things are happening, many dramatic things are happening, many very negative things are happening. It is the reality. But I can never help in such a situation if I get influenced by that. I understand drama, I understand time, I understand karma, so I keep light. And an angel is always light. And because of their lightness, of their attitude beyond, they are able to give a lot of power to souls as Baba's instruments. But if in any way I get influenced, then I come down. And how do we get influence? What stops us from remaining light and serviceable? Attachments. Attachment to the people I live with. Attachment to the people I serve. Attachment to any sanskara I may have. That's why I have to be bodiless. Very important. Just to be a soul. This attachment, which then starts to create wrong mercy, wrong compassion, then I get stuck, I can't fly. And if I can't fly, I can't give benefit. This is why it's very important to have pure feelings and not emotions that come from old vices, because many people have emotions and they mix that up with thinking it's a pure feeling. But emotions that have any negativity in them come from old vices. A pure feeling comes from the original sanskars of the soul and it will uplift. An emotion, you get entangled and very involved. This affects my mind and intellect. So next morning, how can I be subtle and have a connection? It's difficult. And so seeing my myself. You see, I examine myself during the day. So, for example, attachment, it's also a lack of honesty. I have to be very honest. Baba gave again another muli and he said, honesty. When a soul is honest, they are faithful in their thoughts. They are trustworthy. And honesty, well, Baba defines as honesty, he said, is the service that Baba has given you now become your service? Is it yours or is it Baba's? Does a cooperative soul belong to you? Or does actually any soul belong to you, whatever Lokic relationship they may have? Is it yours? Where there's I and my and mine, it's dishonesty. And how can you tell it's dishonest? Pain. Sorrow. Sorrow, you know, in the form of fear, in the form of hopelessness, in the form of, neediness, you know, all these things cause sorrow. So if I keep myself reflecting, then I'm able to see what's honest, what's dishonest, what's real mercy. Because like Baba, angels are universal. Everybody likes the word freedom. I mean, Baba uses the word a lot, liberation, and liberation in life. In one way or another, it's for all souls. Because you cannot experience happiness purely or love purely until you're free. You can't have proper relationships with people until each one is free. Free of the other. Until I'm free of someone, I can't serve them. I can't. Because I have personal interests. Until I am free of my old self, I can't respect myself, I can't serve myself. So, how to make all of that easy? Because sometimes we don't see where we are free and we are in bondage. We call bondage love. And sometimes people say, oh, being very free is maybe you don't care, maybe you have a coldness or something. I mustn't be influenced by opinions of others. If I don't understand something, I always go very deep into silence and let Baba guide my intellect. What's freedom really mean? What's love really mean in this situation? It's expressed differently according to situation or person. But the main thing is that inside myself, I will always feel content. And I feel universal as well. Yes, at this moment, there is this service of this particular, let's say, person or place or anything, but I'm also beyond it. The attitude beyond, to be in there, but also to be the observer. But when there start to be personal motives and personal attachments, then that purity of service disappears, it melts. I want this person to especially know God. I want this person to especially... Why? Do what I can, but let drama work. Increase my partnership with drama, with time, and especially with Baba. This is Baba's child, you know? Let me do what I can. You know, something that comes from Amrit Vela is a very good balance in things, because when I have a very clean Amrit Vela, I never overdo or underdo. Sometimes people underdo, you know, in the name of detachment. Some people overdo in the name of mercy. But Amrit Vela will always keep me clear, because I will know as an instrument how today things should be. And that's why it has to be daily, because you can't just use general slogans. People are different, days are different, needs are different. And I have to be always tuned in. Because, you know, if I don't have that flexibility to be tuned in according to need, according to what is appropriate, then it's very easy to become dogmatic. And people do, when there's not a subtlety in the intellect, one can become dogmatic with knowledge or with Srimat. Against oneself, actually, this is what happens. So to be responsible is to follow accurately, but also to be responsible is to have the love that creates flexibility. Because either to be very loose or to be very dogmatic, these damage not only the soul, but they damage relationships. So Amrit Vela, you know, it's a very powerful time, and so this is some of the things that help me is that some of these things that we said, the 1 minute exercise, the introspective state, honesty, the value of honesty, and reflection, knowledge, and to be able to transform understanding into experience. Some souls don't do this. They just understand. And they'll tell you the light, you know, the soul's a point of light, Baba's in the home, I go home, yeah, all of this. It's all ritual. It's not experiential. But it can only be experiential when I subtly check myself. I don't want to be just a routine like a robot, in routine like a robot. And the more alive a soul is in their relationship with Baba, the more that their attitude becomes the way they serve. They use attitude and vibrations. They serve through these two things. And Baba has said this, you become detached and loving. And each of us is different. Each of us has their own role. And so each actor must have their own connection with the director of the play. Yes, we respect the other actors. We can learn from the other actors. But my connection has to be with the director. He knows my part. So Om Shanti. And we can do an exercise, if you like, meditation exercise, Amrit Vela exercise. But before that, if anyone has any question, because others can hear it too after, yes.
Lo más difícil es levantarse casi, ¿no? En casa, estando en casa, porque...
Lo más difícil es... To wake up in the morning, yes.
Porque las camas son más cómodas que aquí, también.
Because we are comfortable, yes. More comfortable, yes. So the first thing is to wake up. Well, you know, how you wake up is very much connected to how you go to sleep. And also during the day, you know, if you don't, you know, on a practical level, you need enough sleep and you need proper food. Because if you don't have enough sleep, doesn't mean 10 hours, 11 hours, enough sleep, you know, we know there's a certain amount that the body needs. And then the proper food, you know, these help a great deal on that level. And on the other level, really what happens is, and many souls just don't realize it, is their mind and their intellect are all over the place during the day. Traffic control, if they do it, starts to become routine rather than a means of empowerment. these are the things that do happen, you know, and sometimes I just do not realize that I don't really stop from time to time during the day and just to refresh and not allow those influences to penetrate, because when influences penetrate me, they'll make me heavy. And then, of course, the soul is tired. The body may be tired too. But if the soul is tired, it needs more sleep. A lot of wasteful thoughts always produce the need to sleep more. Sorry to say, but that's... that's usually how it is. If you have lighter thoughts, less dramatic thoughts, that lightness also, it makes the person not only easy to wake up, but also easier to sleep, actually. So I have to really look at myself very closely. Otherwise, you may hear all these things and they mean nothing. Oh, they're very inspiring, but then when it comes to actually doing it, it doesn't seem to work because there's a habit in the self. So, practical on every level. On the physical level, enough sleep, the right food, important. On the subtle level, whether it's the thought level, the emotional level, I do have to check it. And it's very hard to check the subtle because, you know, it just goes through without you realizing. And again, an exercise that can help in waking up in the morning is I just have, you know, I go home before I go to sleep. You know, I make the exercise of going home. I'm a soul. I'm with my Father. I'm in a land of peace. 5 minutes, you know, you don't have to do this hours. 5 minutes. But you'll find that even 5 minutes or 3 minutes, souls may do it once or twice, but gradually they stop. So I've got to have that inner discipline. And I'll have the inner discipline to the extent that I value what, you know, the meeting in the morning. You know, I like to meet God in the morning. It's a good good communication. So, what I value, then, if I value it, I will discipline myself. We all have to do this. I've had to make an attention on this. It's not just born yogi, you know. I have to make an attention. If I don't make an attention during the day, no matter how many years one is in Gyan, if you don't make attention regularly and consistently, it will go down also. But nothing to do with how many years. Because reality is also always in the moment, you know, in the day. Not in the past 20 years. I may have had great experiences, but today the reality is, you know, I have to pay attention to where my thoughts are going. We all have to do this. 20 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever.
What is the best time to do Amrit Vela? Because I know some Brahmins, they do Amrit Vela between 12 and 2.
Yes.
So do we have experience with it?
Yes.
And
the best time to do Amrit Vela? I think, you know, when we are in our Lokic work, homes and everything like that. Usually we have to work or we have people to look after. It's impossible to do things at between 12 and 2, usually. Maybe here in Madhuban people can experiment with different times. That's another thing. But in our everyday life, as Baba has said, it's usually 4 till a quarter to 5. I mean, this is what I learnt. That's what I've been doing. Sometimes if there's time, if there's inspiration, a little bit more. But it's very important to keep balance, because what I've found, if souls don't keep that balance of their Laukik, Alaukik, you know, the time for study, time for work, time for meditation, if they get all that a bit confused out of sometimes a little bit wrong enthusiasm, then, you know, it's like a domino effect. Down the line, things start to collapse. But, you know, a retreat may be different. Okay, that's a different thing. Being in Manabana is different. We can experiment and do other things. But in the everyday life, usually the soul, they say that the best hours of sleep, that the soul really sleeps properly, is something between 11 and 2 or 11 and 2.30. That's, if the soul gets that sleep properly, it won't need so many other hours. Not that you don't need more, you need a bit more than that, but this particular time. So I think it's good to stick to the 4 o'clock.
Om Shanti.
Shanti.
It's really all very well to say, check yourself and transform. But for some of us, it's a bit difficult. And I was wondering, is it possible to have like a role play example? I'll give you an idea, a scenario. For example, I sometimes, if I've had a disagreement with someone, my attitude would be, well, if she doesn't say good morning first, I'm not going to speak to her.
Yeah.
You know, that's my reaction.
Yeah,
and I mean, like, a need for someone else to say to me, like, you're gritting your teeth again, so just stop doing that, you know?
Mm.
And I mean, like, if someone says that to me twice, three times, then I will get the idea and stop doing it.
Yeah.
But if I'm allowed to continue to, you know,
yeah,
with this, well, if she doesn't say hello first, I'm not going to speak to her.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to change by myself. I mean, it's a very easy groove to get into, but once you are in it, you cannot make yourself come out. You need someone else to point it out to you instantly, a few times, and then you get the idea.
Yes.
So if we can have a sort of like a role play,
yeah,
not necessarily today or now,
yeah,
but perhaps it can be included in
future. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks. But this is actually why the reason why we come together usually and hear things together, and there are classes of things, because these things remind us. But what happens practically sometimes, it's always good if you have someone that can help you to check, but that will not always be, it's not always available, you know? Sometimes people hesitate to tell you something because they're a bit afraid of your reaction, that's one thing. Another thing is, sometimes things are very deep, and that a habit and a sanskar that we have all learnt to have, no matter who we are as yogis, is, you know, I do become the observer of my own self. And initially it may be a very difficult thing to do, or you think it's not practical, but once you start to do it and start to create that sanskar is inside, that I observe, like if I'm reacting, and I can see, I'm not going to speak to that person unless they speak to me, I see myself doing it. You know, I know it's not the thing to be done. I have to be able to change. And this is something, it's a self-learning thing. So some things, yes, we'll get from others, signals that help us. Sometimes we can role play and see how different situations create different things. But let's say the final point will be myself and the situation at any time, anywhere. And I would have had to develop this ability to see myself. Yeah. It's something that you develop. Right? Because usually we're used to looking at others. But one thing that we learn is actually starting to see myself. That's what Raja Yoga is all about. I start to see how my sanskars are working. I start to understand their mechanism. I, the soul, am looking at what my mind is thinking, what my intellect is understanding, what my sanskars are producing. I, the soul, I can watch my three ministers. I develop this awareness. I can then see, yes, mind, you are creating some wasteful things there. Intellect, do you understand where they're coming from? sanskaras. You want to express this emotion again. Okay. Yes.
Om Shanti. I have a question about. I have. I'm facing problems in falling asleep during Amrit Vela. Mm. I know that it's a very personal issue and an experience, but I don't know if I'm not self-confident enough yet to keep it going, or if it is because of the turbulence of the last day.
Mm. Yeah, sometimes it is. Well, of course, it always what's happened in the day before that influences a lot. But then, if I find that during Amrit Vela I do tend to fall asleep, then I have to use some method. And the method is actually maybe I read a little bit of Muli or read something that will stimulate me. You know, I mean, there's the ideal what should happen, but then there's the practical of certain things are happening, and then I have to think of a solution for that particular moment. And usually, if one is falling asleep, then it's good to read something to maybe get up for a few moments and freshen oneself up, and then go back, yeah, because gradually. Then the organ of the intellect starts to strengthen. And also too, one thing that makes us asleep is if we come straight out of bed and go and sit in the meditation room. You know, the vibrations sometimes still are with us. So it's good to, 5-10 minutes, sit up, drink something, get a bit of fresh air. That also will help us.
I'd like to speak up better English, but I'll try be a sense. I love Amrit Vela so much, but I'll try to help some. You imagine the challenge for me to be in Amrit Vela because of my job always night. And I feel that the first thing that I made for have a fresh Amrit Vela is care my body with the knowledge to, read the mood, everything. But really sometimes the body, our body, is a challenge for be alert in Amrit Vela. And really when Baba say, be full of knowledge, we need to be full of knowledge of our body too.
Body, yeah?
Yeah,
body,
yeah. We need really to know about our body because, for example, my pressure is down. You see? I need to see what I eat every day. I need to be disciplined in what I eat. I need to do exercise. I need to open the door. I need to open the windows of my house when I do Amrit Vela. If very hot. Because sometimes we are very comfortable in a room with so the climate very hot. Because we like to stay. I don't want to feel cold. But the code sometimes help more for you be alert. But and time and time, everything that you say help me so much. You see about the knowledge about everything. But I feel that men have a problem because don't care the body, don't care the body, and sometimes you think that if you sleep more, you more alert. But depend your body. Because for me, for example, I have a different time. If I sleep so much, my pressure go down more. And because of my job, sometimes I sleep only 2 hours or only 3 hours for do Amrit Vela. You see? And in the beginning, when I said I'm younger in 1991, I asked for Jayanti. Jayanti, what I do because I arrive at home 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock morning. And what I do because for me Amrit Vela is very important. It is my power really. And she said, no, when you arrive 1 o'clock, you don't do Amrit Vela 4 o'clock. You do 1 o'clock and after you go to the Muli because Muli is more important. And I stay very angry with her. inside me. Mm-hmm. Why? She said for me, don't do Amritvela. Mm-hmm. Because in that time I become a little bit sick because of this. Mm-hmm. Because I come and you understand? And I think that you need so, really so much balance and know really how work my body. Because mm-hmm. if I sleep 3 hours, I'm very good. Mm-hmm. You see? But if I sleep 6 hours, sometimes I'm not. The mind is good, I'm happy, but the body goes down.
Mm.
And this is a big problem sometimes. But really, I finish what you say. Really, for me, there is another aspect of Amritvela that is very important. You say, it's the power, no? Mm. But for me, it's double power when I don't sleep after Amritvela.
Mm.
Because when I sleep after Amritvela, for me, I lost half power. Mm. I stay only with half power that I win in the Amritvela. And the Amritvela really for me is my power. If not, I die.
Yes.
It's really like this. Then, okay. Go Amritvela.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we'll finish off with a few moments silence. The announcement is very... very good announcement, very interesting announcement. Please collect the latest Aviet Bhupdatta's English Muli from the counter after the class. Om Shanti. So, 5 minutes. So just sit very relaxed. Relax the body completely. And very gently, I collect my thoughts . I become very still . I go deep into myself . I become aware of myself as a spiritual being, a soul, a being of spiritual peace. I concentrate, I become a point. And I go home, bodiless. I go home, home, my sweet home. I feel eternity and light. I feel at one with myself, complete, peaceful, and in my home, in my beautiful eternal home of light, I am with you, my beloved Father. My beloved friend, I am here. You are here. We are connected. In love. In peace, in silence, to be here with you is the fulfillment of my life, to be here with you, in your love, in your peace, in your silence, fills I, the soul, with your light. I am bodiless, a point, content, and I remember who I am eternally. And I remember you, the benevolent friend, the benevolent father. I remember. And here, in this moment, I remain with you. In love, in light, in silence. Love and silence. I am absorbed. I am merged in you. Light. Love. Silence. Silence.